Today, we're going to take apart one of the most hyped products in modern nutrition, the world of protein powders, whey, egg, pea, soy, branched chain amino acid, grass-fed, isolate, concentrate, hydrosylate. You have all heard the buzzword. But what's real? What's hype? And where did all of this start? Surgeons were the first protein people. Long before bodybuilders were scooping protein powder into blenders, we were dripping purified protein into patients' intestines to keep them alive. What began as a hyper-expensive medical necessity eventually morphed into an $18 billion protein powder industry. Today, protein powders. What's science? What's hype? And why your gym makes more money selling shakes than memberships. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is ForkU. Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. The first use of modular protein wasn't in gyms. It was in intensive care units and operating rooms. In the 1960s and 70s, if someone had short gut syndrome or massive trauma where they couldn't use their guts, we had to make custom protein solutions. The original proteins were albumin, purified from blood plasma, astronomically expensive. Then came casein hydrosylates and amino acid mixes pumped directly into intestines via feeding tubes we put in. It wasn't hype. It was survival. Nutrition science started with surgeons keeping patients alive, not with fitness influencers making TikToks. Fast forward to Hollywood. The first commercial protein powder wasn't whey, it was egg protein. It was sold to actors and Hollywood's beautiful people who wanted lean bodies. Packaged as glamorous modern nutrition, quote, better than steak without the calories, unquote. The hype spread. If stars were drinking egg protein, middle America wanted in. By the 1970s, the fitness boom, every new gym from Los Angeles to Peoria had a shelf of protein tubs. Egg protein was the gateway drug for the modern supplement industry. Here's a dirty secret. Most gyms don't make money on memberships. They make money on supplements. Margins on protein tubs and pre-workouts are higher than on personal training. Some gyms sell more shakes than they do actual fitness services, and protein powders became less about science and more about sales. From survival medicine to sales-driven lifestyle branding, that's the pivot powder. Now whey. No, whey. Milk proteins come in two main types, casein and whey. When you make cheese, you take milk and you add rennet or maybe some acid or lemon juice. And what happens is you get this separation of curds, which is casein, which is clumped into curds, that's cheese, and ultimately becomes cheese. Or, if you're a Canadian, you put it on French fries and call it poutine, a national dish which made Lipitor famous. The leftover liquid from those curds is whey. It used to be that dairy farmers would throw this out or put it in pig food, but now it's filtered, it's dried, and it is sold for billions. So let's talk about the different types of whey. You have whey concentrate. This is the most common whey that you see. It's about 70 to 80% protein, and it has lactose, which means if you're lactose intolerant, like I am, this might give you a little bit of stomach issues. Then there is whey isolate. What this is about 90% protein. It is nearly lactose-free. It costs a little bit more, but tends to give patients less of a problem or people less of a problem with their stomach. And then there is hydrolyzed whey, which is pre-digested peptides. This is mostly marketing. Unless you have short gut syndrome and have a tube in your gut put by a surgeon like me, hydrolyzed whey is something you simply don't need unless you just have more money than sense. So what cheesemakers dumped is now one of the most profitable byproducts in agriculture. But there are other proteins beyond the cow. There's egg protein, which was the Hollywood original. It's portable, and it's still very effective. For those people who have terrible lactose intolerance, egg protein is a great complete protein to use, far better than putting an egg into a blender or taking some liquefied egg whites and throwing that into a blender. Egg protein is pretty portable, pretty safe. There's soy protein, Now, soy protein has been demonized unfairly, but soy protein is ancient. It is safe. It is complete. In fact, some people in their original way of making protein powders for vegans would use soy proteins, tofu or tempeh, and put them into the blender. They blend very easily. And then there's pea protein, which is the vegan friendly, but it's best when blended with other sources like a rice protein to increase and make a more complete amino acid profile. Now, any mammal can make milk. And anytime you can make milk, you can separate it out into curds and whey. And one of the more popular ones now is a goat milk protein, typically from some small farms, which is a niche marketing. And goat's milk does tend to have less lactose, so it is another way for people with lactose intolerance to experiment with a different type of whey. Every new protein gets a marketing pitch, but the difference is they're kind of marginal. What about the hype machine with branched-chain amino acids and perfect aminos? This is where supplements outpace science, where marketing outwins normal common sense. Let's start with branched-chain amino acids. Yep, leucine stimulates muscle protein synthesis. But no, you do not need an extra tub of this if you eat normal protein or if you take the supplemental proteins listed here. How about perfect amino? Another Gary Brecka original. It sounds great. But do you know what? An egg or a piece of fish does the same thing. How about grass-fed whey? Well, it is great for cows. It is irrelevant for your biceps or your nutritional needs. It is a marketing substance, and you really don't know if it's grass-fed all the way or not. But hey, if it makes you feel better, people will always sell you some paleo cow whey thing. The science is real. Proteins heal, they build, they sustain. The marketing, it's nonsense. Now here's where science is going to make a comeback. After weight loss surgery, patients typically cannot eat enough protein, and so powders are essential for recovery. So they are prescribed after weight loss surgery for our patients for usually several months afterwards. Then there are the people on the GLP-1 medications. These patients often lose muscle along with fat because they're not getting enough protein. And protein supplementation protects their lean body mass. And today, even in intensive care units, modular protein still saves lives. And it is far less expensive now to feed it to our patients than it was years ago, thanks in part to the massive marketing and production of whey-based proteins. So yes, proteins matter, but they're tools. They are not magic. Protein powders started as a surgeon's tool. They became a Hollywood fad, and they are now a global industry. They're not miracles, but they're not scams either. For surgery patients, ICU survivors, or GLP-1 users, they are vital. For healthy people, they're convenient. For gyms, they're profit machines. So when you see a tub of promising perfect muscle in 30 days, remember, it started with a doctor saving a life, not a sales rep moving a tub. Thanks for listening to Fork You. This episode was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist. It was produced by Simpler Media and distributed by the pod wizard himself, Evo Terra. Check out yourdoctorsorders.com and forkyou.com for references, recipes, and rants. And remember, if you are thinking of making changes to your diet, please check with a board-certified physician and a registered dietitian. Do not check with your local chiropractor or somebody who calls himself a nutritionist with certification from some god-unknown functional medicine factory. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, if gyms make more money selling protein tubs than membership, maybe we should start a Fork You Way. We'd retire richer than Gold's Gym.
See, this is why you're a physician and not a marketer. Clearly, the product's name is the way of Fork You. Eh?